Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Friday afternoon. Thank you so much for allowing us to go home with you today. We appreciate the ride. Let's go ahead and look into the top three important things you should know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, the UWF Board of Trustees voted Thursday on a compensation package of $744,000 for incoming interim president Manny Diaz Jr. This is the package price, by the way. You heard the $600,000 price for his base salary, but this is with everything thrown in there. With this said, it is not a done deal. Florida Board of Governors now must approve that package. Under the terms of the contract, Diaz will serve as interim president from July 14, 2025 until July 13, 2026.
And it was the Party for Socialism and Liberation behind Thursday evening's downtown Pensacola gathering. Protesters marched in defiance of President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration. However, in November of 2024, over 77 million Americans voted to support his initiative on removing people illegally from the U.S. And Chris, with the No Kings Day stuff going on this weekend as well, we're going to be talking a lot about protests this afternoon.
Yeah, we sure are, and we're going to cover it very, very succinctly for you, so just keep it right here. We'll walk you through it throughout the afternoon. Something went terribly wrong Thursday evening in Destin. This is your third story, by the way. A touring helicopter crashed at the Destin Executive Airport. Okaloosa deputies confirming four people were on board that chopper. The passenger and pilot were transported to a local hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. The Okaloosa Airport Security Unit investigating that crash.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, we'll just squeeze a couple more of these in for you. Anti-ICE protests have broken out across the nation this week, and yesterday protesters took to the streets in Pensacola. Channel 3 reported that hundreds of protesters marched downtown on Thursday. We were already talking about that some. Protesters say they want ICE to be abolished and illegal immigrants granted asylum. And this is the Escambia Democrat Party holding a No Kings rally in our neck of the woods at 10 a.m. on Saturday. That's going to be at the corner of the Cordova Mall and PSC.
Okay, and they're also doing it at the Graffiti Bridge as well at 10 o'clock. Both of those events start at 10.
Oh, yeah, that's a given.
All right. Triumph Gulf Coast, been a huge win for local economic development across Northwest Florida. Today, their monthly meeting was held over at the Pensacola State campus. We caught up with Senator Don Gates. He shared his thoughts on key local members.
Collier Merrill and David Baer are two members of the board whose terms are up today, and I came to make sure that we said a proper thank you to both of them. They're extraordinary business leaders. They're great civic philanthropists in our community. David and Collier have been the leaders in the last 4 years of this board and of hundreds of millions of dollars worth of projects that are developing our economy and diversifying our economy.
Senator Gates says Trump Gulf Coast has a unique and effective platform. He summed it up in one word: productive.
They don't just give money away. Instead, there has to be matching funds. And then in this case, in Triumph Gulf Coast, there's more matching funds than there are Triumph funds. So Triumph is able to bring in more dollars to help the economy, and overall a huge economic impact for Northwest Florida and for our coastal communities.
Triumph Gulf Coast is a nonprofit corporation organized to oversee the expenditure of 75% of all the funds recovered by the Florida Attorney General for economic damages to the state that resulted from the 2010 Deepwater Horizon oil spill. 515 News Radio 92.3, Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Indeed.com. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. So how can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. You can start at Indeed.com/credit. All right. We did have an accident reported on Fairfield Drive right at the intersection with Pace Boulevard. So we do have some issues in that area if you are traveling westbound on Fairfield. Also have some issues on I-10 westbound traveling past the I-110 north ramp and on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 81 degrees. Going to be a low of 78 tonight with some rainfall chances. Rainfall is going to dominate your Saturday and Sunday with highs just under 90 degrees for both days.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, protests against the Trump administration are expected to take place this weekend across the country, across the state, here in Pensacola. Well, the sheriff of Brevard County, his name is Wayne Ivey, he has issued a warning to any protesters who turned violent ahead of those protests.
If you throw a brick,
a firebomb, or point a gun at one of our deputies, we will be notifying your family where to collect your remains at, because we will kill you graveyard dead.
All right.
Pretty definitive.
And a story to match that intensity. Florida dried apricots are being recalled. Health officials issued an urgent recall for the dried apricots sold by Turkana Food Incorporated in nearly 20 states due to potentially deadly levels of undeclared sulfites. Consumers are advised to stop eating these apricots immediately and return them to the place of purchase for a refund.
Okay, SpaceX launched its Falcon 9 rocket from the Cape Canaveral Space Force Station this morning. SpaceX says the rocket lifted off around 10:30 Pensacola time, carried 23 Starlink satellites into orbit. According to SpaceX, this was the 21st flight for the first stage booster used in the mission.
And lastly, here's some wholesome news for you. Zoo Miami's oldest animal will celebrate his birthday on Sunday. It's a Galapagos tortoise named Goliath is turning 134. He recently became a father for the first time when one of the eggs laid by his mate, Sweet Pea, hatched. An application has been made to the Guinness Book of World Records to recognize him as the oldest first-time father in history. Just about 5:18 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a few minutes with some of the hardest-hitting national headlines happening for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
This Sunday is Father's Day, so to all you dads out there, happy Father's Day. I praise God for those of you godly dads who are bringing up your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. That phrase, bring them up, refers to the responsibility that a father has to be a provider for his children. Thank you, dads, for the many ways that you provide for your children as you bring them up. The word nurture in the verse implies protector. So thank you, dads, for being the protectors of your family. And the phrase, admonition of the Lord, implies spiritual direction and sometimes correction. So thank you, dads, for providing spiritual direction with your wise words as well as your godly example. Godly dads, faithful fathers, you that are the protectors and providers and pastors of your home, you are the backbone of this nation. So thank you for your ministry to us, and happy Father's Day.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for $10? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
Tired of flickering lights? Trust the experts at Watson's Electric. Residential and commercial services are available. From electrical repairs to home surge protection, they've got you covered. Upgrade with indoor-outdoor lighting or let them handle inspections and keep your home safe and code compliant. Keep your business shining with store lighting, parking lot illumination, and LED retrofits that lower costs. Watson's Electric delivers reliability you can trust. Estimates are free. Professional service, exceptional results. Watsonselectric.com.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked to the organizers of the Pensacola International Billfish Competition that's going on right now. 700-pound fish likely to be brought in for weigh-in Friday and Saturday night at Plaza de Luna. Evaluating the quality of the chance during the march/protest on Palafox Thursday, Alex Andrade talks with us about the budget that's hopefully going to be signed on Monday for the state. And, of course, Israel's attack on Iranian nuclear capabilities and the Transgressors Memorial Service. Listen to all the podcasts at NewsRadio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I can be happy the rest of my life with a single girl.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes, right here on Pensacola Right Now, with Chris and Austin.
You see us together, chasing the moonlight.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
523 News Radio 92.3. Thinking about maybe doing the house or buying journey? Well, here you go. Let me give you rates. You're going to need these. Mortgage rates are lower today. Just came in before we came on air today. It's still below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.85%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is 6.14%. There is a surprise in the latest reading on how Americans feel about the economy. Here's Jenny Casola.
For the first time in 6 months, the University of Michigan's consumer sentiment reading is suggesting Americans are more upbeat about the economy. U of M's preliminary June reading rose to 60.5. Also, those surveyed do not expect inflation will rise to as drastic levels for the next year and 5 years. Sentiment plunged following the shock of high tariffs in early April. Since then, trade tensions have eased. Economists were expecting there would be improvement, but not to these levels. The reading is still below December, when sentiment rose following the election. The survey period was May 27th to June 9th, before Israel's attack on Iran. Chinny Kosola, Fox News.
524 News Radio 92.3. We're watching those numbers. Here's Hillary Barsky.
Stocks tumbled and oil prices surged after Israel launched strikes against Iran's nuclear program and military leaders, and as Iran retaliates. The major averages were on track for weekly gains coming into today's session, but ended the week in the red, snapping a three-week winning streak. Energy was the only gainer among the 11 S&P 500 sectors as oil prices surged. Defense sector stocks like Northrop Grumman and Lockheed Martin advanced. Most of the 30 Dow members fell. The only winner, Chevron and Johnson & Johnson. The Dow falling 770 points, the Nasdaq lower by 256, S&P 500 down 68. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Luckily, not too much going on. We do have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, but that is easily your worst-looking spot right now. Outside of that, there shouldn't be much holding you up at this very moment. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 81 degrees. It's going to be a low of 78 tonight with about a... It's going to look like it's a decreasing chance of thunderstorms, but those will ramp back up for your Saturday. And both Saturday and Father's Day Sunday will be rainy with highs just below 90 degrees.
Boy, was that a pretty forecast.
Yeah, I'm nothing if not uplifting.
All right. Democratic governors Kathy Hochul of New York, J.B. Pritzker of Illinois, and Tim Walz of Minnesota faced a grilling in a heated House hearing over their sanctuary state policies. Jeff Manasso has the details on it.
Republicans unloaded on Democratic governors of so-called sanctuary states of Minnesota, Illinois, and New York.
That is You're prioritized putting illegals first.
That is not
Rapes
true.
Of young girls, beatings of NYPD cops.
You do violate the law. You are sanctuary cities.
New York Rep. Elise Stefanik and Arizona Rep. Andy Biggs over sanctuary policies as Massachusetts Rep. Stephen Lynch and all other Democrats during the House committee hearing focused on President Trump.
Trump isn't trying to protect us. He's trying to divide us.
The president on Truth Social on deportations writes in part that saving America is non-negotiable. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And a former personal assistant to Sean Diddy Combs says he would take a day sometimes to prepare a king night for him at hotels. The assistant said they would prepare food, clothes, condoms, lubricant, and red lights when asked to do so. Combs is after a special agent testified about the guns and bottles of baby oil that were taken from his L.A. home. Meanwhile, Kanye West was briefly at the courthouse in support of Diddy, but left before actually entering the courtroom.
It's getting interesting. Trey Yingst is reporting from Tel Aviv this afternoon. Iran is launching more strikes in response to Israel's attack against the Iranian leaders and nuclear sites. Here's Trey Yingst.
Iran launched not one but two ballistic missile barrages at this country. Israeli media reports there are at least 9 impact sites, and we saw these ballistic missiles streaming through the air, some of them slamming into the ground below here in central Israel. At the time, we could see air defense systems out at sea, off in the distance, and from the south, coming to work and try to shoot down some of this incoming fire. But it was so intense over Tel Aviv, we could hear the explosions here as the night sky lit up. Some of those missiles intercepted, raining missile fragments down below.
And heavy flooding in Texas has claimed at least 10 lives. That's according to the city of San Antonio, and police say others are still unaccounted for in the city. That as of earlier this afternoon. Authorities responded to early morning calls yesterday from people stranded on a road where 15 vehicles had gone into an adjacent creek. Firefighters rescued 10 people from trees about a mile downstream. It came as heavy rain hits parts of Texas, with San Antonio getting more than 5 inches of rain in just 3 hours.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Democrats are demanding an investigation after a U.S. senator was forcibly removed from a press conference. Ryan Schmeltz in Los Angeles.
The Congressional Hispanic Caucus, leading a large group of House Democrats in a Senate Majority Leader John Thune's office, then House Speaker Mike Johnson's. Democrats are demanding an investigation after Senator Alex Padilla was forcibly removed and handcuffed after he disrupted a Department of Homeland Security press conference. Congressman John Manion of New York on Fox Radio affiliate WIBX claims it's the latest concerning action from the Trump administration for his constituents.
They're terrified because they're seeing unprecedented acts occur over and over and over again.
Republicans argue Padilla's actions were performative and inappropriate, as some are floating censuring the California Democrat. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And police in New Jersey are searching for 4 people who escaped from an immigration detention center. Homeland Security said the detainees were being held at the Delaney Hall facility in Newark. ICE is holding people there who are facing potential deportation. An official said the 4 were unaccounted for last night, and it's unclear if they're still on the grounds or have left the area. But Delaney Hall was the site of protest just last month, and where Democratic Congresswoman LaMonica McIver was charged with assaulting federal officials.
The Air India Flight 171 was just absolutely horrible and horrific to watch. That a 40-year-old British national is the lone survivor of that crash. Lillian Wu has the story.
The only survivor of India's deadliest plane crash in decades, recovering in a hospital in Ahmedabad, India, with no major physical injuries. His brother Nayan Singh, he video called his family immediately after the crash, telling them,
"I don't know how I'm alive."
Vishwas Kumar Ramesh, seated next to an emergency door which had apparently broken on impact, he told Indian news media the plane felt stuck 5 or 10 seconds after takeoff and that it seemed to be trying to accelerate when it crashed into a building. 241 people on the flight headed to the UK and several others on the ground died. There were also injuries on the ground in the first ever crash involving a Boeing 787-8 Dreamliner. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Okay. A sad update to a story we brought you last week. Jack, an exotic cat which had been missing from a Molino animal sanctuary, has been found dead. Jack was discovered missing on June 5th from the sanctuary on Cotton Lake Road. That's near the Camp of the Pines on Highway 29. His exhibit had been vandalized, and he was released or he escaped. We will talk to you about sports coming up in 5 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier. The United States reportedly hoping Israel shoot down retaliatory strikes from Iran as the Middle Eastern nation pulls out of planned talks regarding its nuclear program. Fox's Jennifer Griffin is at the Pentagon.
The president has said he would like Iran to return to the negotiating table, but now Israel really has all the cards in terms of escalation at this point. The Iranians have fired about 100 ballistic missiles in 3 waves. That is about the limit of what they can do in terms of Each wave, they have about 100 ballistic missile launchers, mobile launchers, that are hard for the Israelis to take out because they are mobile.
The missile barrage comes after Israel used fighter jets to strike multiple targets in Iran connected to their development of nuclear weapons. Israel also targeted and killed multiple Iranian military leaders. About 200 Marines now moving into Los Angeles will protect federal property there. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Join Dawn from Ochsner Nubat Health 65 Plus this Tuesday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They're recognizing older Americans' contributions, highlighting aging trends, and reaffirming commitments to serve the older adults in our communities. Text or call in with your questions on how Ochsner Nubat's Health 65 Plus can help. Tune in Tuesday.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the UWF Board of Trustees voted Thursday on a compensation package of $744,000 for upcoming interim president Manny Diaz Jr. With that said, it's not a done deal quite yet. The Florida Board of Governors must now approve the package. Under the terms of the contract, Diaz will serve as interim president from July 14th, 2025 until July 13th, 2026.
Okay, here's number two. It was the Party for Socialism and Liberation behind Thursday evening's downtown Pensacola gathering. Protesters marched in defiance of President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration. Let's put our thinking caps on here. Remember, November 2024, over 77 million Americans voted to support the president's initiative on removing people illegally from the U.S.
And your third and final top story this afternoon. Something went terribly wrong Thursday evening in Destin. A touring helicopter crashed at the Destin Executive Airport. Okaloosa deputies confirmed four people were on board the helicopter. The passengers and pilot were transported to a local hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. The Okaloosa Airport Security Unit is investigating the crash.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Clock calls it. Cross side pass. Draisaitl puts it in. Score! Leon Draisaitl in overtime. The Edmonton Oilers tie the series. 2 games apiece.
On TNT, Oilers 5, Panthers 4. The third of 4 games in the Stanley Cup final decided in overtime. The Panthers blew a 3-0 lead last night at home after one period. Edmonton swapped starting goalie Stuart Skinner for Calvin Pickard after the first period. Then the Oilers scored 3 times in the second to tie it. Edmonton went in front with over 6 minutes to play when Jake Walman scored. But the Panthers forced overtime when Sam Reinhart scored with 20 seconds to go in regulation. Leon Draisaitl's game winner with 8:42 left in overtime. The Oilers will host Game 5 of the Cup Final tomorrow. The NBA Finals back tonight. Pacers up 2-1 on the Thunder, hosting Game 4. The last time any golfer had played a bogey-free first round at Oakmont Country Club outside of Pittsburgh, 2016, when Dustin Johnson did it, on his way to a victory at the U.S. Open. Thursday, 34-year-old American J.J. Spawn played his first round without going over par on any hole. Spawn shot a 66, 4-under, good for a one-stroke lead into the second round today. Thriston Lawrence of South Africa shot 3-under. Two-time U.S. Open champ Brooks Koepka, who has not won a major since his fifth at the 2023 PGA Championship, 2-under par, two shots off the lead entering the second round. Koepka with a morning start today. Same for Jon Rahm, who shot 1-under in round one. According to a warrant reviewed by the Washington Post, former NFL wide receiver Antonio Brown is being sought by police in Miami-Dade, Florida on an alleged attempted murder charge with a firearm. The warrant shows that the former NFL receiver must post $10,000 bond and observe house arrest until he'll face trial for an incident at a celebrity boxing match last month, where two shots were fired after Brown was allegedly involved in a physical altercation. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the Indiana Pacers will look to take a commanding 3-1 lead in the NBA Finals tonight. Pacers hosting the Thunder in Game 4 of the series. Indiana took the series lead with a 116-107 win on Wednesday. Tip-off is set for 7:30 p.m., and I bring this up because you can find coverage of this game on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. ESPN Pensacola is you can find them on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or on the ESPN Pensacola mobile app, which is absolutely free.
Yeah, and they do a great job on that coverage, by the way. Stunning update in the drug overdose death of Los Angeles pitcher Tyler Skaggs. Boy, this has a weird twist to it. Jared Max has more.
6 years since the death of former Los Angeles Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs at age 27 from a mix of fentanyl, oxycodone, and alcohol. Court documents in Los Angeles reveal that now 38-year-old Cincinnati Reds starting pitcher Wade Miley is accused of having provided Skaggs with drugs. This according to a deposition from Skaggs' former agent, Ryan Hamill, in which he said that he had been told by Skaggs his former client was given oxycodone pills by Wade Miley. This news revealed from a deposition part of a wrongful death suit filed by Tyler Skaggs' family against the Angels. Wade Miley is not facing criminal charges. A former Angels publicist, Eric Kay, is currently serving a 22-year sentence in federal prison for providing pills laced with fentanyl to Tyler Skaggs. Jared Max, Fox News.
And WNBA superstar Caitlin Clark will return from her injury Saturday. The Indiana Fever announced Friday that she'll be back on the court when they host the undefeated New York Liberty. That's a good game to return in. Clark's been out of action since May 24th. She's missed the Fever's last five games, and the Fever went 2-3 in that stretch.
Want to talk about a historic fishing rodeo? Let me tell you about it. Well, it's happening this weekend. Actually, it's already started. Started today. It continues through Saturday. You can drop your lines at the Bill Hargraves Fishing Rodeo at the Grand Lagoon Yacht Club on Gulf Beach Highway. That event starts they started it actually last evening. They had the captain's meeting, and they started fishing today, and they'll continue through the final weigh-in tomorrow afternoon. Former NFL players wanted for attempted murder. Chris DeMeo has more on this story.
Antonio Brown reportedly has a warrant out for his arrest following an incident at a boxing event in Miami. A video shows the former Tampa Bay Buccaneer wide receiver appearing to fight in a parking lot, then a gunshot rang out, sending spectators running. Brown was later seen in handcuffs being led to the back of a police cruiser. The warrant in Miami-Dade County lists a charge of attempted murder with a gun and calls for Brown to post a $10,000 bond. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And British soccer legend David Beckham, now Sir David. According to an announcement from Buckingham Palace, Beckham has received a knighthood from King Charles III for services to sport and charity. The award is the highest Britain's antiquated honor system can bestow.
It was pedal to the metal on the racetrack at Michigan International Speedway. Joe Morgan has what's to come next for NASCAR and Fox in the Fast Lane.
Fox in the Fast Lane.
Denny Hamlin claimed the checkered flag on Sunday at Michigan International Speedway with just enough fuel to spare.
Plenty of anxiety in the 11 camp. Here comes Denny Hamlin. Third third win of the year going to come in Michigan. Number 11 delivers.
Sound courtesy of Prime Video. Hamlin, who won for the 57th time in his NASCAR Cup Series career, needed a tow to victory lane after running out of gas. Chris Buescher, Ty Gibbs, Bubba Wallace, and Kyle Larson rounded out the top five in the Firekeepers Casino 400. William Byron finished 28th, but still sits atop the Cup Series standings, 41 points up on Larson. NASCAR now makes a trip across the border. For the first time, the Cup Series will race in Mexico, with the Viva Mexico 250 taking place Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern from Autódromo Hermanos Rodríguez. It's also the first time since 1958 that the Cup Series will hold a points-paying race in another country. For Fox in the Fast Lane, I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Gresh with a Sports Minute. Tonight is Game 4 of the NBA Finals. If the Pacers actually win the NBA championship, they will be the least thought of NBA champion of all time. With no discernible superstar, arguably their coach along with their point guard are their two most popular players and people in the organization. I don't know how Indiana is going to pull this off, but if they do, expect no one to recognize them. I'm Gresh.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text. Text BEACH to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BEACH to 42424. That's BEACH to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, Children's Hospital in Los Angeles is closing its Center for Trans Youth Health and Development. Hospital says the decision is due in part to pressure from the Trump administration. Here's Jessica Rosenthal.
Children's Hospital Los Angeles says they will also stop performing transgender surgeries on minors. In a memo, the hospital says the decision is due to the state's budget crisis, economic uncertainty, and pressure from President Trump. They reference his executive order from earlier this year against transgender surgeries and treatment for minors. It says it's the policy of the U.S. that it will not fund or support transitioning children. The hospital notes the federal government's already cut off money to universities and research institutions, so they do believe funding is at stake, especially after a memo from Attorney General Pam Bondi that said U.S. attorneys must investigate and prosecute all suspected cases of female genital mutilation under the guise of so-called gender-affirming care. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And the FDA is expanding the approval of Moderna's RSV vaccine. According to the company, the expansion will include individuals 18 to 59 years of age who are at increased risk of severe illness from respiratory syncytial virus. I can't read. It was previously only licensed for adults aged 60 and older. The expansion marks a win for Moderna after canceled HHS funding and setbacks due to Trump health officials' distrust of messenger RNA-based vaccines.
Okay, what's on your plate could be the key to a healthier heart. Here's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health. Even if you're not losing weight, eating a healthy diet can still have huge impacts on your heart health. Researchers looked at data from nearly 800 obese people in Israel assigned to stick with healthy diets for somewhere between 18 and 24 months. Almost one-third of those involved in the study did not lose any weight. But good news, those who were resistant to weight loss still showed similar health improvements compared to those who shed some pounds. The lead researcher of the study says the findings can reframe how experts address weight loss. That study was published in the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
5:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Luckily, there's not too much going on. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so. If you are dealing with backups anywhere, it's going to have to be on I-10. That's if you're you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, but that's to be expected this time every afternoon. As for the weather locally, 81 degrees, low of 78 tonight, so it's not going to get much cooler. There are going to be some rainfall chances that we'll see a resurgence on Saturday and Sunday. Highs for both days are going to be just under 90 degrees.
Okay, let's take a look at the national snapshot this afternoon. Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean has a look at your weekend forecast.
Another round of wet weather and the risk of stronger storms across the central and eastern U.S. the next few days, thanks to a slow-moving frontal boundary that will spark showers and thunderstorms over Texas, parts of the Mid-South, and the Mid-Atlantic. Heavy rain could bring another day of flooding alerts, especially for some of the areas that have already seen quite a bit of rain. This setup will continue through Sunday. Meanwhile, another heat wave expected across the southwest, with temperatures soaring well over 100 degrees into the 110 degree range over the weekend. FoxWeather.com has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Iran will not participate in the sixth round of nuclear negotiations with the United States scheduled for this weekend. The report comes after Israeli airstrikes against Iran today. The talks were expected to take place on Sunday. President Trump earlier today urging Tehran to reach a nuclear deal, quote, before there is nothing left, hours after Israel launched a wave of those airstrikes. The WNBA and EW Scripps announcing a new multi-year media rights agreement to carry Friday night WNBA matchups on ION. The deal includes the WNBA on ION studio show, the first weekly broadcast show dedicated exclusively to WNBA coverage. Stocks were lower on Wall Street, with the three major averages losing anywhere from 1.1 to 1.7%. Meanwhile, U.S. crude oil futures for July surging above $73 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, 547, News Radio 92.3. Just checking out that weather situation. It looks like it's drying out there, Austin. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not doing too bad right now.
Okay, let's look at some national stories this afternoon. A new analysis by Goldman Sachs finds that while lawmakers in Congress are weighing a higher cap on the state and local tax deduction, those potential tax savings are unlikely to stop wealthier taxpayers from moving to states such as Florida. The report noted that over the last two decades, interstate migration has shifted the U.S. population away from the Northeast and West Coast to the South and the Southwest.
And we got a bit of a segue story here between health and business for you. Suicide Hotline and Behavioral Health Services for LGBTQ youth and young adults could be cut under the proposed budget, Department of Health and Human Services budget. Senior administration officials say the proposal calls for funding of health services for LGBT youth to be reallocated to the general 988 services. That means there would not be an option for someone to be connected to a counselor trained to specifically talk to and help LGBT youth.
All right. Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. The House voted on Thursday, 214 to 212, to remove $1.1 billion for public media outlets. The measure addressed the liberal NPR and PBS broadcasting against conservative viewpoints. The bill totals $9.4 billion in cuts. The Senate still has to approve that measure.
And Facebook company Meta is investing about $14 billion in a San Francisco AI startup. A Meta spokesperson says the company has finalized its strategic partnership with Scale AI and that the CEO of the startup will be leaving and joining Meta to work on its superintelligence efforts. After the investment, Meta now holds a 49% stake in Scale AI.
Well, summertime's here, looking for those seasonal jobs. One Jersey Shore amusement park is in search of summer employees. But with students choosing alternative summer plans, finding staff for Maury's Pier, they're up there in New Jersey, may prove to be a challenge. Jeff Locke is there with the story.
The legendary Maury's Pier, where they have all kinds of rides and, well, it's a water park as well. And they hire 1,500 temporary workers every summer, a lot of them teens. You know, we talk about creating jobs. We got to make sure we created enough people, because you have trouble, Denise Bexon, hiring enough people every summer.
We do. It's a challenge to fill our roster each summer.
Why is that?
I think there's a lot of competing opportunities, summer camps and sports camps, internships.
And what they do also is take part in the J-1 visa program. That's where kids from all over the world come in just for the summer, 3 months, and work.
And mercury from centuries-old pollution is circulating in oceans. A paper published in Nature Communications highlights that toxins released by long-extinguished fossil fuel fires and gold smelters are showing up in the bodies of Arctic wildlife. The research paper probed why potent levels of mercury in Arctic whales and polar bears are increasing, despite steps the world has taken to curb mercury pollution. Scientists project that even if mercury pollution continues to decrease, its levels will continue to go up in the Arctic.
Starting soon, PayPal and Google Wallet will no longer be together. Eben Brown has the report on News Radio 92.3.
Following PayPal's announcement last year that it would no longer let users link their accounts to wallet apps, Google Wallet will soon no longer have PayPal in the app as a payment method. If you've been using PayPal in your Google Wallet, it will likely self-delete in the next week. As a workaround, you can make purchases using PayPal directly or with PayPal's app. You can use another card in your Google Wallet, but if you have PayPal's debit MasterCard, that card can be added to the Google Wallet app. The same rules apply for Samsung Wallet. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Okay, 551, News Radio 92.3, Tesla founder Elon Musk. In a cooling off period with American public opinion, Teresa Crowley explains.
American passions toward Elon Musk, both pro and con, have cooled since his messy public dust-up with President Trump, even though the president now says he wishes his former Doge cost-cutter very well. An AP NORC poll finds the number of Republicans very favorable toward Musk dropped 12 points from April to June, down from 38% to 26%. But Democrats' anti-Musk fervor also dropped. 74% found him very unfavorable in April, down to 65% by June. Most Republicans still see Musk favorably, but about half of Americans now have a negative opinion of Tesla. Only a third have a favorable view, and 2 in 10 don't know enough to say. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Just about 5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour, right here on News Radio 92.3.
If you're a fan of Joann Fabrics, you're going to love Daryl Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing and embroidery machine dealer in the Pensacola area and now offers lots of apparel fabric, children's fabric, and quilting fabric, in addition to sewing machine furniture, sewing and embroidery supplies, and lots of notions. Financing is available. Call 850-438-5444. As Joann's closes, remember Daryl Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewingandpensacola.com.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture, but what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.555 Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price in, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
That's what I'm doing. Luckily, not too much going on. If you are dealing with some backups on the roads, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up too long. Worst looking spot would have to be I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather, 81 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Are going to have some rainfall chances that seem like they're going to start to kind of simmer down. They'll ramp back up for the weekend, though, where highs for both days, Saturday and Father's Day Sunday, will be just under 90 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
5:56, News Radio 92.3, Bond, James Bond. Well, his legacy hits the auction block. Sure does. Michelle Pollino has the details.
A massive collection of 007 memorabilia spanning from Ian Fleming's novels to Daniel Craig's Final Mission goes to auction at Heritage Auctions. The lot includes rare posters, signed merchandise, props, and collectibles from every Bond era. From Pierce Brosnan's Die Another Day, Clapperboard, which starts every movie production, to Timothy Dalton's The Living Daylights rocket prop. Literary items include Fleming's Pan Award, a 1958 copy of Diamonds Are Forever, and a signed first edition of On Her Majesty's Secret Service. Alistair McRae, Heritage's director of entertainment, said, "James Bond isn't just a character, he's a cultural barometer." Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And a Catholic teenager known as God's Influencer will soon become the first millennial saint. Pope Leo XIV said today that Carlo Acutis will be canonized on September 7th. He died of leukemia in 2006 at the age of 15. Before his death, the Italian teenager created a popular website documenting Christian miracles, and in 2020, he was beatified by then-Pope Francis. His sainthood ceremony was scheduled for April 27th, but ended up being postponed because of the Pope's death.
Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. Okay, have you ever wondered how people used to wake up on time before we had phones or alarm clocks? Here's Matt Murphy.
Fox Facts.
These days, most of us wake up to a smartphone buzz or the blare of an electronic alarm clock. But before all that, people relied on something a bit more human. Meet the knocker-upper, a real job in Britain, Ireland, and parts of the Netherlands during the Industrial Revolution and beyond. Armed with long sticks, batons, or even pea shooters, these human alarm clocks would tap on windows to make sure workers woke up on time. Some wouldn't leave until they saw movement. Others gave a few knocks and moved on. Elderly men, women, and even police officers sometimes did it for extra income. In mining towns, workers used chalk to write their shift times on wake-up slates, small boards mounted outside their homes so the knocker-upper knew exactly when each person needed waking. The gig finally fizzled out by the 1970s as cheap alarm clocks took over. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
Right, and Kendrick Lamar's beef with Drake taking center stage at his concerts in Toronto. Lamar performed his Grammy-winning diss track Not Like Us twice in Drake's hometown Thursday after fans demanded an encore. Drake has yet to comment on Lamar's performance. He was supposed to hop on a live stream with Kai Cenat. Chris, if you don't know who that is, that's like the biggest streamer on Twitch. But he was supposed to do that while Lamar was on stage last night. However, Drake pushed it back.
Okay, as China expands testing and use of automated cars on its roads, the U.S. Transportation Secretary now looking to increase our self-driving vehicle capacity. Jessica Rosenthal has more.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said they're streamlining a process that should result in more testing and use of self-driving cars, in particular ones that do not have steering wheels or brakes. There's an exemption process that lets car makers manufacture and use 2,500 cars a year that do not comply with federal standards. Duffy says this exemption process has been bogged down in red tape for years, and he's ready to move through it more quickly. Since 2018, for example, GM has submitted petitions twice to operate cars without controls, but they've rescinded those petitions, and last year they stopped funding their Cruise robo-taxis after one of them harmed a pedestrian. Ford withdrew its petition last year after closing its self-driving unit 3 years ago. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A new species of dinosaur has been uncovered. Jonathan Savage in London has more for us.
Behold, Kankulu mongoliensis, or Dragon Prince of Mongolia. Researchers in the Central Asian country have pieced together prehistoric bones kept in a museum, and what they discovered changed their understanding of what came before. The new species is now the closest known ancestor of all tyrannosaurs, the group of predators that includes the famous T-Rex. Scientists now have new insight into how tyrannosaurs evolved to become the deadly predators that roamed Asia and North America. Kankulu's bones are 86 million years old. It's thought the animal would have weighed around 1,400 pounds. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Okay, thanks for having us on. Austin Price up in about 12 minutes or so. He'll talk about that weather. This is News Radio 92.3. Have a great afternoon, everybody.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.